talking, but he bout to get that ass gone. Watch I get the club crump, I'ma make him stop. We ain't playing, wanna front, get that ass stop. Do it like them dirty South boys doing stop. Now where you from, who the boss, I'ma break him off. Where you from, who the boss, let me break him off. Now where you from, who the boss, I'ma break him off. Where you from, who the boss, let me break him off. I'm Cadillacing through the hood, sitting on 24.
And in between. What up?
Whatever.
Welcome to episode 19 of The Black Table. I'm Strokes.
I'm Khadisi.
This is a week after
the election.
Or 2 weeks after election day, right? Yeah. Feels like it's already been a month.
All right.
But that's it. Okay.
That is it.
Okay.
Boom. Okay. So, speaking of things we don't like to talk about, this week we're going to talk about public meltdowns because... I was inspired because I woke up at 6 in the morning, and the first thing I like to do is get on my phone, check the shade room, whatever, just anything that'll, like, wake up my mind, because if my mind isn't woken up, then, anyway, long story. So, Kanye West went on another rant, he went on one a couple days ago, and then he went on one today.
Really?
So, the one from today was...
Wait, what was the one from a couple days ago?
He, like, stopped in the middle of his concert, and he basically said, if he would have voted, aka I didn't vote this election, if I would have voted, I would have voted for Donald Trump.
Why?
I don't know his reasons why, but he would have voted for Donald Trump. On top of that, I kind of was like, okay, whatever, he's looking for attention.
Right.
But then, at the end of it, he had the nerve to say that black people, we need to stop focusing on racism because the United States is racist.
Huh?
Exactly. So, the United States is racist, aka... stop talking about it. Who cares? Get on with your life.
I'm confused.
You say this in mixed company, you know, your audience, your crowd, whatever. But then, what the fuck does that mean?
What was Yeezus, though? Wasn't that... like, what?
This is the same man that got on TV and said George Bush didn't care about black people.
Right, what happened?
During one of the worst national disasters ever.
Right.
Turned it into his self-centered... opinion, you know?
Well, I mean, but he was right. We're going. At the time, right.
If that's how you feel, I'm sorry.
George Bush didn't care about black people.
I know. What I'm saying is, like, don't sit here and make it seem like you weren't about it.
Right, exactly.
All of a sudden, we just need to get over it.
Wonder what changed.
I don't know.
Honestly, since Donda died, he's been on 11 at all times. Like, it's been weird.
Being on 11 and going on rants and shit, like, I'm used to him, I guess, like, you know, going on these rants.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to go so deep about race. You want to sit here and say, I haven't changed, I haven't da-da-da. That's an example of how you've clearly changed.
Mm-hmm. This is why Blue don't play at their house.
Yeah. Okay. So that really, like, ticked me off. I don't really care about the whole Donald Trump thing because people are going to say... whatever they want for attention.
Yeah, at this point.
But that's just really deep, especially in this time of day when people are going through so much shit. Black Lives Matter, hello? Mm-hmm.
Like,
and
I'm confused by that whole statement. Not that I can make sense of it, but I'm confused, like, why did that come up? So what was his rant today?
So his rant today was on Beyonce and Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Now, you can talk about Jay-Z. Look at me trying to...
Pardon!
So, okay, let me just get this clear.
Come on. Now I'm about to be... let me get a drink.
First of all, this motherfucker only performed two... and they were both the same song, apparently, according to the audience. So then after he finished those two songs, aka one, he went on, stopped the show, and he was like, Beyonce, I was butt hurt. I was hurt because apparently MTV told him that Beyonce is going to win Video of the Year. And so, like, that actually happens. Hello, they let people know ahead
of
time.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we all know this. When you get a presenter and the person, like, sent in their video response, oh, thank you guys, whatever. So that, we know this.
Yeah.
So basically, he accused Beyonce of saying if she didn't win Video of the Year, she wouldn't perform. And he was like, that's a diss to me. That's a diss to Hotline Bling, you know. And then he goes on his next statement is, I don't care about winning.
Wait. So he's talking about this year's Video of the Year?
This year's Video of the Music, yeah.
And he was told that he was going to win?
No, he was told that Beyonce was
and
going to win.
And she said if she won that, she wouldn't perform?
She said if she didn't win that, she wouldn't perform.
Okay, well, she
so
did win
basically,
it.
Basically,
I'm confused.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Sure. Okay. He was told before the show
right.
that Beyonce said if she didn't win Video Music of the Year, she would not perform at the VMAs.
Okay.
And so he felt offended and butthurt because he felt like she was using politics and it took away from him winning Video Music, whatever the award
Video of the Year, yeah.
And Drake winning or whoever.
Okay.
He felt like politics were involved and yada, yada, yada. He's like, I've been down for you for the last 7 years, going out of my way. And then on top of that, Jay-Z, you still haven't called me, man. And then he was like, Jay-Z, I know you got killers. Don't send them to me. Just talk to me man to man.
What?
Yes. He was just going in. Going in.
Okay.
I don't know how so to decipher what he was saying.
So you can't talk about Beyonce, first of all.
First of all, just can't that's do all that. I saw, which is why I was like, oh, shit, I'm like, awake. I'm awake.
Okay.
You chose to stand for Beyonce for all this time. She didn't ask you to go up and interrupt this little bitch and, you know, make her career. She didn't ask you to do these things. You chose to do that.
Okay, so first of all, maybe Beyonce did say, if I don't win this award, I'm not performing. Because look at the performances she's putting in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going up there doing this whole Kit Kat and Caboodle for 15 minutes and then not getting an award.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. I'm Beyonce Knowles. I'm the first name you mention on the commercials when you're talking about performers. If you're not giving me an award.
People do it all the time.
I'm sorry. I mean, every time you see, what's her face? Carrie Underwood, the Beyonce of white people.
Yeah.
She is performing if she's winning. If she's not winning, maybe she'll host. She'll do thing, whatever.
If it even happened, okay?
Because he said so himself,
he said allegedly. You don't even know whether it's true or not.
I can see that being true because I would be that way at this point. I'm Beyonce.
But what I'm
not
saying,
breaking my back for an MTV if I'm not gonna be give me a reason to stay.
Yeah.
Because you put my performance all at the end of the night. I'll do an opening number,
right.
But I'm not doing, she already couldn't do the opening number because of Rihanna. So it's like, if I'm not winning this award, I'm not to just be here at the Rihanna show. Yeah. Like, we're gonna make something happen. So I'm forgiving her for that.
But talk to your friends.
Kanye West.
If you believe that, you know? But the fact is, on his last rant, he attacked Jay-Z because Blue and North haven't played together.
Oh,
and
I know why.
He's like, since then, Jay-Z still hasn't called him.
Why would he call
you? Why would he call you? You're basically putting their business out on the front
street. All day. Right, like,
you know?
All day. Like, it's, are you like, serious?
There's no reason to be friends with you at this point. Then he also brought out Kid Cudi, mind you. You know, they had their big little beef thing. So it was just a lot of shit that happened. AKA, he didn't perform any songs after those two songs. And then he left. And the crowd was like, Fuck Kanye. Because they paid all this money.
Yeah.
And you perform two songs of the same and then you go on this rant?
He's having a whole meltdown.
I mean, the like, ultimate completely. Meltdown.
Like,
ultimate.
This is his, like, shaving hair umbrella at the paparazzi Britney Spears moment. You know what I mean? I thought he already went through a meltdown, though. And I can't remember when, but I guess it's just his personality change feels like a meltdown. But, like, now that he's talked about the queen, I guess that he's just suicidal, which sucks. You know what I mean?
Hey, you
but that's just not a good idea.
It. You're done.
I mean,
they're on it.
I already know. I probably, you know, the phone's on airplane mode, but I'm sure that one group chat is already lit up. Because you just you can't do that. That's over. Jay-Z.
Right.
Jay-Z. But okay, Beyonce, you mentioned Beyonce. You already talked about her daughter, so now you talked about the whole damn family. Let Miss Tina get on.
Where's Solange?
Okay.
Because
get her in an elevator with his ass, okay? Because she's good for an elevator ride. God damn it.
It's very, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like, I think he wants attention. I don't believe that he is just this off. I don't.
I
think he's articulate. He's intelligent. He's being a manipulator. He wants some kind of attention. Mm-hmm. It's something going on. You don't go from George Bush doesn't like black people to I'm voting for Trump, who's all these fucking disgusting things. And I mean, I don't even know.
Okay, so sometimes I wonder about that, though, because these famous people have been showing their asses. And of course, we're only seeing the ones who are showing their asses because that's the headline thing. Yeah. But I'm thinking about, like, Lil Wayne and how he had his
drugs.
Okay, there you go. Like, he had his whole interview where he said that his life was saved by a white cop and that he doesn't understand racism or he doesn't fuck with Black Lives Matter. I think it was actually two interviews that he talked about that same thing. And he just said, you know, racism isn't real and y'all need to stop worrying about that. You know, a white man saved my life, da 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 da, that whole thing. And I'm like, how warped is your reality once you get money?
ASAP Rocky said the same thing.
ASAP Black-ass Rocky.
Yeah, he said the same thing. I'm telling you, it's a laundry list.
He said, ASAP Rocky also said that dark-skinned girls can't wear red lipstick.
Exactly.
You know the girls are so judgmental, though, because ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
Hey, girl. Right. But
good press.
Good press. Man, he had on whitening strips, too. Okay.
He does.
He's like, girl, let me get into it. It's easy to, like you said, that it just starts happening when now you're a valuable commodity.
Yeah.
A commodity, a product.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to protect the product. So, you know, people that are around you, Lil Wayne, Kanye West. I don't understand the Kanye West thing still. But the whole, like, I don't see racism. You probably don't. Because you probably don't see anything besides people who are being paid to like you.
Layla Ali, take care of you. Remember what she said?
What are her stupid... You know? Man, she said something stupid.
I don't want to say anything about Black Lives Matter, but you just did right there. Because it'll, you know, affect my diverse fans.
I'm not concerned about my diverse fans if they don't care about my life. I'm black.
It'll affect my money.
It'll... Okay. I mean... No. It does warp. I mean, celebrity totally warps it, but I'm sorry. Like, and if I had any kind of celebrity, I feel like it would probably be based on a form of, like, supporting activism, if not activism itself. Because why would I want the wrong fan base? Why do I want that?
Yeah, I gotta live for me. I don't get that stuff.
I don't get it either. But, I mean, we also don't have that amount of commas in these checks coming in. Like, they sell their soul.
I mean, this one. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have seen that coming from... I think he went to Stanford. You know, he's been top athlete all his life, and then, you know, to speak out about something like this, that's huge.
Well,
I don't know, I can
speak to the Colin Kaepernick thing, like his being loud about his wokeness, because it probably came later in life.
Yeah.
And also for me, it came later in life, to be honest. Like,
no, like, I maybe get like that.
Right,
but I'm saying, like, he still spoke out.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, like, so his wokeness came in later in life.
Yeah.
And when you're developing that, like, your ideas later, as opposed to, like, being raised with it, it's not so normal, and it's like, wow, this is super fucked up.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to know about that.
Yeah.
And now I have a platform. It's different than, I guess, like a Kanye West, who allegedly, this is all just through what I know from like seeing shit, who was raised with the whole, essentially, a Black Lives Matter mindset from Donda, and was raised with it. It's second nature. Now he's at the point where he's just dropping that to the wayside because he's not actively thinking about it. Colin Kaepernick is actively thinking about it and working on it. And Kanye West, it's just like, well, that's just something that I've forgot about. You know what I mean? Like, now I have money in the way. That's new to me. It's not money and wokeness. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Like,
I can see
why certain people are stepping up and saying shit, and I can see why other people don't, which sucks. Like, Cam Newton, for instance, like, he's new money as well, but he's new money, probably old woke. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, he's probably that, and he's like, okay, well, I was woke for all this time, and now they're giving me money, so let me put on this little hat and this little suit and just shuck and jive, because I just need
that's
money.
Literally what it is. He's
it's so awful.
I can't.
Yep. I can't, but I can also completely understand, because when you come from nothing and people are telling you, in order to have this something that you have and keep it, don't say shit. And matter of fact, speak against it. You know what I mean? I can see that. They basically have a gun to your head because all you've wanted your whole life is money, and now you have
it. That shit pisses me off, though. Look at Oprah. First, she speaks out. I mean, not to the stance of, like, you know, Kaepernick, but, like, is still saying something on the issue.
Okay.
And so...
But Oprah is paying herself, though. You know what I mean?
She's still gotta have some kind
investors
of fan base.
And shit, but, like,
at this point, I don't know.
I think she's so... I don't know. There's a different... Oprah has been getting this money for a long time.
Yeah.
Oprah also recently said, like, it was so beautiful to see President Obama and President-elect Trump shake hands, and, you know, it gave me a new hope. Da-da-da-da, and all this kind of stuff. I'm like...
Oprah didn't say that. Her PR...
Oprah... Like, Oprah.
Well, she said... The first thing she said was, you know, let's take a deep breath. She got attacked that because she was like, you know, Trump, take a deep breath. He's not gonna fuck shit up. And then that was her second statement, what you just said. So I'm like, that's her PR person.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know any of these motherfuckers. So we just know what we see.
Yeah, I just feel like it's
meltdowns.
It's a lot of meltdowns. And a lot of it's affected, in my opinion, by money and the newness of the money and the fear that they're gonna end up in poverty again. Oprah's never gonna end up in poverty. Oprah can talk about what
Beyonce,
she wants to talk about.
I mean, she...
Beyonce's not broke.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think Beyonce was ever broke. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying, like, yeah, that's
so
what
she
I'm
can,
saying.
She's good.
That's true.
Let's talk about this shit. I also feel like Beyonce's new woke. I know
they
talked about the shit, like, oh, we drove around, like, Skid Row or wherever the fuck it is, whatever it is in Houston, and, like, you know, cared about that shit our whole life, but I feel like she's new woke because she's being very, very vocal.
Yeah.
You know. Is that a weird thought? Is new woke weird?
No, it's a thing. It's very, very true. Like,
yeah. When do you feel like you became woke? Or started, like,
I think
your
I've
journey?
Been woke since just I was a kid. I mean, being in different setting and experiencing different cultures and whatnot and seeing just different treatments from being black or being brown, whatever. I've been woke a long time. I just have different stages of how I handle it. Whereas in high school, I was probably super radical, going crazy. You know, in college, I would just, like, be really on edge, wanting to confront somebody, like, if I felt you were doing wrong. So I just kind of go on a roller coaster of how I handle it. Mm-hmm. But I've always been woke, I feel like.
Yeah, so. mine is only... I remember, like, I think it was, like, the Trayvon Martin thing for me mm-hmm. that, like, got me vocal about it. But yeah. Same like you. I guess, like, every black household... There's no such thing as, like, new woke, really, if you're black.
It can
like,
be. It really... It can be.
Yeah,
it can
actually, no, I'm thinking of a couple families.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a couple people that are very new, and I'm like, okay... Right.
But I mean, like, in my upbringing, it was, like, you know, black and I'm proud, da-da-da, like, whatever. But it wasn't, we're so not a radical family. Like, it's kind of like a just lay low, keep it easy kind of mm-hmm. family, whatever. But now I'm the one that's kind of flipping that into something different. So I would call this new woke for me. Because, like, Trayvon was, like, enough. I was living with a white girl when mm-hmm. George Zimmerman got to skip out of court and everything. And I was like, I just, like, all I wanted to do was snatch her by her ponytail and be like, your people did this! Your people did this! God damn it! Like, look at you! Yeah! And then it just all went from there.
Yeah.
But, man.
He had a public meltdown. He got kicked out of a restaurant for calling a waitress a nigger lover.
Oh, interesting.
He's been having meltdowns.
George Zimmerman. Had a meltdown. Right. Oh, interesting.
He got shot at.
Good. Know. I wish he died.
Damn.
And a white man shot him, too.
Yeah, praise but he Lord. Got 20 years, I think. I'm like,
they protect
fucking,
the fuck out
are
of...
Are you kidding me?
They protect the fuck out of these
are
people,
Are you kidding?
Man.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, anyway. My God. Oh, my God. Let's take a break, because now I'm asleep. Okay. All right, so while we're talking about meltdowns, we're going to talk about times that we've melted down in our... We got five on it. We're going to talk about times that we have had meltdowns or otherwise done things in public that
we normally would not have done.
It's out of character. You know, it's something that still stains our brains when we look back in the past.
Absolutely.
I probably have more than five things, but some of which I don't think I'm ready to talk about on the show.
Right.
Y'all not ready for that.
Not yet.
Okay. So do you want me to start or you want to start? What's up?
You can start.
Okay. So I'm going to start off real light with one of the breakdowns. And I a physical breakdown where I start sobbing and crying, whatever. So I was in theater in high school, and the last show of my senior year, while on stage, like five of us just started breaking down crying during the last song.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, we were so into it. It was Once on This Island. You
oh,
were in that show.
Did senior year. We did my sophomore year.
So you know the song, like, this is why we tell the story, whatever. And
oh
we're like,
God.
Sing it, and like we just all start going, oh, whatever. It was so embarrassing because our director's wife was like, do not ever do that on a stage, da 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 da. But it was like, it's the last time we're ever gonna be on stage.
Aww.
So anyway, that was the first thing I thought of when I thought about meltdowns. It's not like
but
not bad,
still...
but that was something that I normally wouldn't do because honestly, I don't even think I have enough moisture in my body to cry anymore.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't even know where that shit came from, but that was something very weird for me.
Okay, so I have a light one. Start off with. So my friends from high school, they were like rappers, some of them. And so they went to go do like this performance at Mizzou. Actually, we were there for a leadership conference and there was a talent show.
Okay.
And
I'm about to say, okay, wait.
Yeah,
wait.
So they went to perform and like, you know, I was like, okay, I'll get on the stage. Like, I don't remember anybody asking me. I was just like, okay, I'll do it. So I took like this dollar store crown, put it on my head. I had one of my friend's jackets on. And I was gonna be like their hype woman. So I was. So I went on stage with them and I didn't know any of the lyrics to the songs. And I'm like dancing, hands up and down, you know, trying to get the crowd hype. Meanwhile, they're just like staring back at us with blank faces. Like nobody was doing anything. So we're like super hype on the stage or whatever. And I'm jumping up and down. And then I like throw my crown out to the audience. They throw it back. I run down.
Oh!
I run down in the audience. I throw off the jacket. And it wasn't even mine. I told you it was my friend. And then they like throw it on the ground. It was just like,
oh my God.
I don't really know what made me want to be the hype woman of the group. I don't really know. Anyway, so that's not something I would normally do.
I feel like that's something you would normally do now. Are you serious?
Okay, maybe like,
I feel like you're kind of like the one that would hop on stage. You know what I mean? Like, we're good. You and I are both showboaty.
Yeah.
Like, or not showboaty, but like, we're able to talk in public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that is kind of like in your nature. I don't think that you're used to not getting responses.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Who are these people
hurt.
That did it?
They were all people like our age. They were other favorite high schools from around Missouri, like Cape Girardeau, all those places.
And what were their talents?
I literally don't remember. But
see, I'm wondering if they thought that rap was tacky or something like that.
Well, they were all black.
Was it a bunch of?
They were all black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think they were just like, here's how I feel sometimes. I feel that when a woman is like trying to be funny and have fun, I feel like she gets judged more harshly than like a man.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I don't. Maybe guys were thinking like, oh, their music's okay, and then they saw me and like, this shit is whack. Like, I don't know. But anyway,
that's annoying.
I have a video of it.
Oh, I want to see.
Yeah.
Show me. Okay.
Okay. It's on YouTube.
Okay. My second breakdown, or it's really just something that I wouldn't normally do, mm-hmm. happened on Friday.
Oh, shit.
I believe. Was it on Thursday?
Yeah.
Whatever. One of these days. So, no, it was on Wednesday. It was on Wednesday. Sorry. And I recently took on a project where it's not really my job. I can do it.
Yeah.
And I'm being asked a lot from it. And you know what I'm talking about. So, I'm going to talk in code for most part because I know y'all listening. So I took on a lot of things, and the person who was giving me or was supposed to be giving me direction had no direction themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one of those people who's good at spoon feeding. You want to be the client, you have to give me something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not here to figure things out. I'm not a mind reader. I'm here to do the task that you asked me, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And so it was it's been a very frustrating probably 2 weeks since I started on this project. And I went into, you were there.
Yeah.
Closed the door and just kind of went off for,
yeah.
It was like literally 1 minute,
right.
Of me raising my voice, but I don't raise my voice at work. I don't,
mm-hmm.
I don't do that. I like just don't do that. And that was so out of character, but I just needed to get it out at that time.
You have to.
Like it was it's something so minuscule, but for me, it was like, you ruined my 2 weeks,
yeah.
with this bullshit,
yeah.
you know? And so I raised my voice and I lost my temper, not really temper. I don't really have a temper, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I got upset, and that was so out of character for me. And it was like technically a mixed company because it was you and then these two other people who probably listened to the show, so they're great.
Hey guys.
Hi. But yeah, so that's my other meltdown. That was a meltdown.
It was,
yeah.
For you,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Yeah.
So my next one, okay, this thing.
Okay, we're ready.
So in second grade, when we were living in Phoenix, I was having like skin issues with eczema and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like 1 year where my hair like completely fell out.
Oh,
and
God.
So I had, like, you know, like my, so I wore like this hat,
mm-hmm.
and had like a flower on it, like this black hat. And it was just like, that was my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on the playground playing, what do you call it? Tetherball,
mm-hmm.
thing, whatever. And this like little boy comes, like pulls my hat off. And it was like a split second. I like took him, shook him up, bit him.
Oh,
like,
my God.
His ass.
Oh, my God.
Like that like, I don't know what he thought.
Right.
I don't know what he thought.
Okay.
But like, I was embarrassed. But then I flew into that rage,
mm-hmm.
so quick. I didn't even have time to think.
Yep.
And I remember, like, so the teacher that I had this year, so this is like my meltdown and then someone else's meltdown at the same time. The teacher that I had, she had my cousin the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin actually threw a desk at her.
Oh, man.
So the boy who took the hat off was her son.
Wow. And
she's
wow.
like, combination of
shit.
So anyway, she tried to really like get me in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, do you want a fucking lawsuit?
Right.
I mean, do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Right.
So anyway, I didn't end up getting in trouble. Boy actually ended up getting in trouble. But yeah, I fucked him up. I bit him. Like, I just went like a wild, raging animal.
I would have.
So you tried to embarrass me. You know, mm-hmm. what? Now you're embarrassed and all your friends are talking about how you got beat up by a girl.
Okay.
So.
It's funny. That story reminds me of something that happened to me when I was probably 17.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so I'm a big dude, whatever. And I remember I was hanging out at my friend's house.
Right.
And he like tried to pull my shirt up. And mm-hmm. I was just like embarrassed by that. I was like, what the fuck is that? So I beat him up.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, you know, you like pull a little bit because it's like a friend, but I like roughed him up.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't stop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not your joke. You know what I mean? And I'm uncomfortable. I'm 17.
Right.
Or whatever. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I'm not in my own skin yet.
Yeah,
you know,
what are you
all
doing?
This shit. Don't fucking do that. Like, so yeah, that's very similar.
Okay.
To me. But that's not on my list.
Okay.
That's weird.
He
yeah.
still deserved.
Okay. So another one that I had would be when I was, I think, 18 or something, maybe 17. I went through a bout, what I think a lot of people do, of rebellion. And I was into what I called super clearance, which was shoplifting. I had a moment where I thought that I could just take the batteries because who's paying for batteries?
Right,
you know,
right.
It was always something little. It was always something stupid.
Yeah.
I remember in particular, I was at Walmart or something, and I got a scarf, and I just stuffed it in my pants and walked out in the dressing room, and I was like, why did I do that? I don't even like this scarf. And I think that was like, it was a great sign, whatever. So my friend and I, who also super clearanced, got caught. She was super clearancing hard. I was not. So she had some problems, which are following her today. I had to do community service for nothing. And I ended up volunteering at a YMCA for a little while, whatever. And I
Why did she have to do more? Because she had
She was actually like stealing.
Going in?
Yeah. I just had something. So I went to the YMCA. Sorry, I'm using a prop for community.
Right, like they can see.
And while I was doing my community service, I stole.
You stole from the YMCA?
I stole a t-shirt and I wear it every night.
Oh my gosh.
So,
evidence.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm gonna send this to the YMCA.
That's some stupid shit. Like, nobody should be.
Yeah.
Stupid. But, like, I was, like, you know, just trying to rebel and be different.
I mean, I've definitely, something. As a kid, we stole from Circa.
Right.
And gum and
just
candy.
Stupid
just
shit.
Just stupid shit. And it's just not worth it.
No, but we're grown now. I think
we grown.
I feel like everybody should go through one of those, like, scared straight situations.
Right. Yeah. I'm
you
scared.
Know?
Oh, that's my shit.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like everyone should, well, yeah, everyone should do it. Because I'm even the person
then you're
who's
not
a wolf.
Older and you're like, not like no,
you're not
rider.
Reckless. Yeah. Older people that have never learned a consequence are reckless. So I'm glad I went through that. And I'm a one and done. Like my mom always tells this story about when I was a kid and she's like, strokes, don't touch the oven. It'll hurt you. Yeah. And I turned to her and I like had this whole face on. I said, hurt me? Like that was gonna hurt me. So I never touched the oven.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm a very quick learner with that kind of stuff. And I haven't seen the clearance till this day. I'm over it. Okay.
Okay. So my next one is from high school. So this is when I was, I believe, a freshman. I was on the soccer team. There was this girl who I was friends with named Jenny, and these other girls on the team were trying to bully her. So Jenny is like a musical girl. She still does it today, really talented, different. She just does her own thing, and for some people, that's like a threat to them for whatever reason.
Girl.
So they were trying to bully her, and I like stepped in and was like, you know, you're not gonna do that. So, you know, because of that, they tried to like isolate me and her, and I'm like, that's cool. I mean, I got other friends off this team.
Okay.
You know, this isn't my life. So anyway, it just kept going back and forth. Like, they just weren't learning. So I created this, like, Facebook group.
Oh,
this
God.
Is, like, the
oh,
early
gosh.
Days of Facebook.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I created this Facebook group called Stop Fab, Stop Fake Ass Bitches.
Hey, and that's like, a JoJo song.
I know, hey. Really?
Yeah, fake ass bitches.
Hey.
Okay.
But I did that. And then it just became, like, this whole thing. And so then one of the other girls made a group called Stop. She put a bunch of letters together just to be, like, whatever.
To be
I don't
petty.
Know what the acronym was, just to be petty.
Uh-huh.
Actually, the bitch wasn't even on the soccer team. I don't know where this bitch came from.
Bye.
But probably was one of their minions or something.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, it was like this back and forth thing. And I really don't know like how it ended except for, damn, I don't know how that shit ended.
Well, that's because it was insignificant
right.
in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, I'm not gonna stand for someone trying to bully me or bully people around me.
Because what are you doing?
Because what are you doing
like,
and why?
Forever, like I'm still so shocked that I was never bullied because I've be like a pretty easy target, but it's like no, because you're not gonna do like you said, you're not gonna do that.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna sit around. I can't sit around and watch that happen to somebody.
To someone else. Why would you do that?
I'm
what are they doing?
Right. I mean, and then another thing, you don't know who's gonna come and shoot up these schools.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I thought a lot about of the Columbine situation, like seeing the pictures of like just that shock scared me. So when I was in high school, middle school and stuff, I was just nice to anybody that was nice to me. Now, if you weren't nice to me, probably whatever. But yeah,
I forget how old I was when Columbine happened, but it would happen like it was either the day before or the day after my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is, it's significant to me now because it's so, it's about me now, you know? But yeah, like you said, like, I don't trust a long leather coat and I don't know who has one in their closet.
Okay.
So we're just going to be nice to everybody.
We're nice to everybody.
I think about that at the workplace because, you know.
That's true.
I've heard of other people who scorned ex-employees, not at our company, obviously.
Yeah.
But like other places where they come in with a special box after they got let go. And I'm not. And I think about the tiki boom that happens in the daily operations.
Yeah. I have
let those people
mind,
get hurt.
Though. I think about that shit too.
Where are you going to run?
Where I'm going to run. How I'm going to lock the door. Like, you have to in this day and age. I am sorry,
man.
But yeah, so.
You can't even go to preschool without people. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But let's not, because that's, I can't. Okay, so next thing that I was out of character with would be, this is kind of like bad. It's actually, but like, I went through a really bad bout of binge drinking, and I still binge drink to this day. Like, that's that's how I go out. Like, I go, I'm gonna drink a lot, I'm gonna get drunk, and then I'm done until whatever next weekend event happens. Like, I'm not a everyday, like, every day I guess I have a beer just because of the company that I, you know, or the company that I keep. Like, you know, with sampling and stuff, but I'm not getting drunk.
Right.
But, like, when I go out and party, I'm going out and partying. Like, you know, but I had a really bad bout of that when I was trying to drink, like, a full box of wine by myself.
Damn.
Every night that I could.
Right.
And I was just like, it was because I didn't drink when I was underage, really. And yeah, I was never interested in it because I was just kind of like afraid of that.
Yeah.
But then when I started getting into it, it's just like sheltered kids do, they go as hard as they possibly can. And I went as hard as I possibly could. Now it's been reeled back, but you know, I have my fun and I keep it within a decent, responsible limit. Sometimes I go a little far, but nothing like detrimental.
Yeah.
But like, there was a certain point where I was like, this is so not me. Like, I'm glad that I figured that shit out young instead of like becoming an adult and still trying to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was so just not, that wasn't me. You know, it really wasn't normal. And I see people that are 10 years older than me who are still trying to figure out what those limits are.
10 years old to look at 30 years older. That alcohol and drugs will fuck you. You know?
It's just weird. I don't know. It's just weird. I'm glad that I don't have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I like the, it's really just escapism, you know, because I don't do drugs and I don't think running like takes me out of this world, whatever, things like that.
Yeah, I don't
so I'm like, okay, let me get a drink. I want to relax. I want to not think for tonight, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just want to, I like being inebriated.
Yeah.
But at that time, I guess when I was heavily drinking, I don't really know what my motivation was to do that. I think I was just doing it because I had ketchup. I had time. Yeah. I had to catch up to, these people have been drinking since they were 14 and they already know what they're doing. So I don't even know what drinks. Keep it, my 21st birthday, I went to a bar called Big Daddy's and I went up to the bar and I said, okay, do you have a drink menu? Because I didn't know that you just pick an alcohol and pick
right.
a, I didn't know that. I didn't know what was going on because I just wasn't
also, you went to in that Big Daddy's, world. So that's not the super
okay,
classiest
listen.
Place.
Okay, look, it
and
was
I don't
a Wednesday.
Like
my 21st birthday was on a Wednesday, all right? Anyway, that was out of character for me. But
yeah.
Go on.
Shit, I mean, okay, so I'm winging it because I only wrote down 3.
Oh my God.
So, but this one kind of pertains to alcohol. So my stance, you know, I didn't start drinking until I was 18. Like, drinking. Like, we would sip our grandmother's wine and, like, fill it up with water and shit. And we would always get caught. So, I don't know. But I, you know, heavily until 18. So, prior to that, my boyfriend was in college a year ahead of me. And when I would, like, go and visit him and people would be drinking and stuff, I'm like, oh, I would be judging them so hardcore. And, you know, so it was one day we were all in, like, the room next to his room and hanging out and people started drinking or whatever, and he was drinking, he was getting drunk, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
oh,
I was
man.
Just, like, going off, and it's, like, in front of all these people, and, you know, he's probably embarrassed, and like, what's going on? Like, whatever. And then, you know, all his friends are like, and this is the first time I'm really, like, hanging out with them, and they're like, well, you're already in high school, so you're probably already lame.
So, right, yeah.
Get you a college bitch.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't know, I was just, like, going off or whatever, and I think, I don't really know.
Like, why were you going off, though? Just because you were so set in your ways?
Because I was just so set in my ways of, like, drinking is not cool, and...
The D.A.R.E. program,
you know,
worked.
Right, like, this is not... You're not going down... Because I grew, you know, being around different places, we got drunks in the fam, we got crackheads on the street, like, I'm always like, I'm never gonna be that way, because I know where this road leads, so I'm thinking, you know, he's drinking these 2 beers, he's about to become an alcoholic, so, you know, my little naive mind, so anyway, that was like a meltdown, just being really shitty.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, like,
I mean, it was my delivery, you know, because there's a way of like, dude, this isn't cool.
Right,
but
that
was
who you were.
What the fuck you doing?
But that was who you were at that time, and I get that, like, now that I'm thinking about, like, my relationship to, or earlier relationship to alcohol, my family doesn't drink. I forgot to add that little caveat.
Yeah.
So there was no alcohol in my life.
Gotcha.
Like, maybe wine at a holiday or something. There's, I never was in contact with weed. I was never in contact with alcohol. Like, and I see other families where they, like, make a Christmas drink and everything like
that's
that. Like,
family.
It's part of the thing. Not ours, like, very pilgrimish, you know, very just like, you know, I hate to say happy and healthy, because it's not like you're not happy and healthy when you have drinks, I drink, but, like, it wasn't around, and so you just kind of are in your mindset, like, this doesn't exist, and then when you find it, and you find that you like it, it's like, wait, what are we doing, you know what I mean, like,
man. My mom's side of the family, Look, I love y'all, but family gathering, somebody would always get in a fight after drinking.
Really?
Like, y'all getting too turned up.
What made you want to start drinking after you had so long without?
When I got to college, I was like going through like depression. So I won't want to say I was like reliant on or anything like that. I just was like wanting to just try it. I don't know. Because I was already kind of getting made fun of for not having sex. And which I can still speak up for myself, but right. It's just like, let me just, whatever, it ain't gonna kill me.
Right.
And it's just like, it's literally part of the scene where I went to school.
Mm-hmm. Just drinking. Like, oh yeah, well, also, you went to school in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I went to school in Wisconsin.
Which is brewery.
It's like, has the most bars per square mile of any city in America.
Wow.
So it's like, it's really like,
that's just
water
culture.
And shit there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So I was a hypocrite, but hey.
No, you just grew. I don't, yeah.
I grew.
you have the prerogative to change your mind, and yeah. I like that. I like yeah. those experiences. Like, looking back, it's like, wow, I would not hang out with myself at this
right.
point.
You know?
I remember one time I passed out because I had, this was before I started drinking. Like, yeah. it was after a dance, and I had, like, a wine cooler, like a Smirnoff Ice, and I fell asleep. I was like, ooh, I'm tired.
Like, man. I thought I was drunk, like man, floating the first time I got ass. Drunk, like, floating in the air. Ugh. And I remember these kids behind me, like, that's like,
right, she's faking, right?
She's faking. Uh-huh. And maybe I was.
I probably was faking, yeah. I was just tired. Man.
All right,
last one. Last Sorry, one. We got on a big thing about drinking.
It happens.
But the last thing that I have would be when I had a quote-unquote breakup, which I'm glad to talk about. I was talking to somebody. It wasn't even like we were together.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like, just seeing... I didn't even know that he was interested in me. He just, like, one day, like, started kissing on me. I'm like, what's going... Like, I thought we were just friends because I just didn't spend my adolescence flirting yeah. or dating or being interested in dating.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we started talking and something happened where we couldn't hang out and it was kind of a bad night. And so I remember I was at work and I was texting him and he didn't text me back all day. Get home, he Facebook messages me, like, the next day. I was like, don't hate me. I went to whatever school to go sleep with my ex. Or whatever, and I was like, okay, well, I hate you, and we're done. Whatever, like, bye.
Okay.
And I remember my breakdowns happened. I was like super heartbroken because that was my first experience with a relationship, and that was my first experience with a breakup. Mm-hmm. And I was so heartbroken, and I was at work in a warehouse playing Drake's Brand New, like with my head down, like, is anything I'm doing brand new? Like, so hurt, and I was like, who am I? Like, what am I doing? And like, I have a friend who was like always there. She's like, man, he's playing Brand New again. Like, man. I'm like head down, folding shirts. Like, just so sad. It was so embarrassing, but I don't know. Now it's funny, but like, oh my God, that was so stupid. Like,
man, it's so dumb.
It's so like, I was like so sad. Like, once again, I did not cry because I don't have enough moisture in my body, but like, it was just like, I was so depressed after that little breakup. I feel like I was down for such a long time, but like that song, man, I used to like take me out. Okay. Man. I think you got one more.
I got one more? Yeah. Oh man, okay. So I told you guys about how, you know, the guy won senior homecoming thing or whatever. So after that, I was already like rebelling against like, you know, figures at the school anyway, like teachers, principals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in early to school one day and I put, anyone can use the bathroom, you know, this bathroom, girls, boy, whatever, like I'm changing shit up.
Right.
You know, if this is fine, this is, like, so like I was just changing the signs. What else did I do? It was like some other really petty stuff. It was some other
you hurt.
Stuff. I know. I was like, so anyway, I would go to the boys' restroom, even though the principals would walk around and take the signs down. I was like, I'm in here, guys will be peeing. Like, what the fuck's going on? I would just be doing my
thing.
They
didn't get you in trouble for that?
Nope, didn't get in trouble.
They were afraid of you.
They
were afraid of you.
Like, no, I was not. Just like, I don't know, acting out, talking back, I don't know, just staging walkouts in classrooms. Not for the particular homecoming situation, but making small issues big. Like, we walked out on this, one of our math teachers. She wasn't a teacher that wanted to teach. She wanted you to come in already knowing the information. And so she would try to embarrass you if you didn't know something. And I was done. I'm like, if you're not going to teach us, we're leaving.
Yeah.
And we staged a walkout. So she was in the middle of writing, whatever. I'm like, okay, 1, 2, 3. Got up, walked. walked out. She's like, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And she left for the day. She didn't even care.
Bye.
Get too woke and just too crazy and you're in high school and you've got hormones and all the shit.
You're rebelling?
I was just going in.
You were not yourself.
So
when
people say, what were you like in high school? It really depends on the year that you met me, because Mitch went from a mute to just out of control.
I mean, but also that's true for, I think, every year and like up until now. Like, I don't think I've been, the last 2 years I've been consistent, but I've before that, I feel like I've changed really who I am every single year.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel. Like, when do you feel like you've become steady? I feel like there are some things that are consistent. Like, I'm always nice. I've always been nice.
Yeah.
Whatever. I've always been like giving and whatnot. But like, when it comes to like things I'm interested in, people I'm interested in, things I like to do, whatever, that's been changing every single year.
I think that's supposed to happen, because if we're the same people,
I hope so.
If I'm the same person at 34 than I am now, like, there's something off.
Yeah, that's
You know, I should be rich.
Get out. Don't be surprised
if she asks with a kiss. Guys, we are back with fake sponsors. Because, you know, they're eventually gonna be real, and I have one, and it's the entire Thankless Galleria Mall.
What?
Because,
okay,
you know, Christmas time, all these things. I mean, I've got to give gifts for people. I've got to give gifts for myself.
So the Galleria is going to sponsor your trip.
And there's so many different things I need to get. And because of that, they're going to sponsor us for an entire year.
Wow.
Anything we want.
Oh my gosh, the Galleria of St.
Louis. There's no limit.
That's crazy.
And you guys can use the Black Table code to get you something only at Auntie Anne's.
Okay, and you can only get it if you have a Rush card. All three of you have Rush cards. We're not sponsoring anything else besides that.
Okay.
My sponsor is Warby Parker. That's how I got my glasses. So I was singing to my dog and dancing. I also moisturized. I put all this coconut oil in my hair, on my skin. Whatever. It was dripping. I was like an oil slick. And I was singing to my dog, and I turned my head, and my glasses flew off my face and snapped right in the middle.
Yes.
So I emailed Warby Parker because I didn't know what my prescription was. And so I just said, hey, can I please just reorder the same glasses and with the same prescription, whatever. And I gave them the whole story too, because I'm always too much. I'm like, I was singing to my dog, whatever. And so the girl laughed at the story, and she was like, I love that story so much. I'm going to give you a discount on your next order, whatever. And so we've been corresponding. And then I emailed her. I was like, girl, I'm broke till Friday. Can you not put that through until Friday? She was like, I'm with you. Matter of fact, I'm taking $20 off. And I was like, oh my God. So shout out to Caitlin from Warby Parker.
Yes.
Great customer service. That's okay. I just like Warby Parker. Like, they have cute little glasses. They just came out with their winter line.
Well, if they have non-prescription ones, then I'm down.
They don't have non-prescription ones.
Well, then, okay, cool.
Okay.
What do I do?
I don't know what to tell you, girl. But you can go to Claire's. I'm just really happy with the customer service experience from Warby Parker, and they are a new sponsor. So when you buy your glasses, enter code BLACK, and you get to buy me another pair of my favorite glasses, which are the Amos glasses. Go look them up. They're great.
Okay. That's on to the next.
Yay. She's still trying to get this record deal.
Go introduce the motherfucking segment.
Fine, boss. It's the perfect 26, y'all. We're going to do 2-week challenges to become the perfect 26-year-olds. And last week was supposed to stay productive at work at all times. And because of a project that I did, I was productive at work.
I think you're pretty productive.
Man,
you
achieved that. It felt good, though, to like, a big problem that I have, too, with work stuff, and this might be a little bit too much information, but like, response times, like, my schedule is so sporadic that sometimes I can't respond, and then someone else will do the thing while I'm gone. You know, I don't have email on my phone. I don't have any kind of work stuff at home, because when I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah.
But it really makes me upset when I can't finish a project, or it looks like I'm not capable because someone else hops in there because I'm gone because of my schedule. So I've been doing this new thing where my response time is going to be within the day, and I go down to 0 emails every day. And that's never been me before, but I'm doing it because you're not going to step on my toes ever again. So I've done that for the last 2 weeks consistently, completing projects in excellent time. And I'm starting to realize, like, I do design projects, graphic design, whatever. I'm starting to realize, like, my expectations are not the client's expectations. They just want something that says their name, and they just want it now.
Right.
Very successful in that. What was yours last week?
Mine was to plan a trip to go somewhere.
Okay,
and
did you do that?
I did plan a trip.
Okay.
So the trip is to go to Wyoming, Yellowstone, with my family for a week. And then I was like, a week? That's it's gonna be 19 hours driving there and back.
You're driving. So
I was like, oh, we're gonna rent like, you know, a bus and get some other family involved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's just not okay.
Okay.
Because my mom has what is it, vertigo or something, so she can't fly because like the head and all that kind of shit. Ooh, so that's so awful. I was like, well, maybe we can take a cruise. So I'm kind of in the middle of planning that.
And as a backup.
Yeah, as a backup.
Okay.
Because I would love to see Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
But Yellowstone, but not for a week.
Yeah, that's like driving. a two-day or three-day.
If we don't drive, we might as well drive to, like, Florida. And
you could drive to Vegas. I don't believe in driving through the desert for that long, but, you know.
I don't, yeah, I just live in Phoenix, and we did that. I don't like doing it either. Yeah. Especially when you go to my mountain areas, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did what I need to do, and I'm excited for Tabitha.
Good. Okay, so our new challenges, what's your new challenge?
So mine is to try to cook new recipes, not every day, just throughout the week.
Was this inspired by Insecure with Molly cooking from the Craven's book? First of all, everyone watched Insecure. It's so amazing.
No, it was just inspired from like when I look in the fridge and I see all these different things and I'm like, I have nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to eat.
Yeah.
But I do. I just have to like put things together. Mm-hmm. Like I have the foundation for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to get creative and I mean, why not? I love trying new things. So
yeah. With that, I wish that I had the brain that put ingredients together.
Mm-hmm.
Like this will taste good with this. Like I just am not a good cook whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like I just have never been. But like it doesn't take much to figure out things that taste good together. I just like, I'm so used to prepackaged shit, which is so annoying.
They have an app for that. Like you can just put in the things that you have and
ooh,
then they'll like, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know the name of the app, but I've heard of it so many times. So I might get on that.
We'll have to find out what that is.
Yeah. So
cool.
That's been pretty helpful. So what about you, Brad?
My next challenge is going to be embracing scheduling and planners and everything like that. So I'm a big, I like
to use my... Aren't you like halfway there?
I am halfway there in the fact that I like having a planner.
No.
I'm not in there where I actually write on the days and I don't write like my times out.
Yeah.
And with my new productivity at work, I have been knocking stuff out to the point where I'm like, I could fit some more stuff in here. Like not to overbook myself, but like I could figure out how to get some stuff that I need to do done, but I have to have it scheduled.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to try to work on that. I have this gratitude planner, which I'm going to start working in, that harkens back to another challenge that I did before. It's like a real book that you fill in,
yeah,
basically.
That's the one
but
I
it's
saw
also a planner. It's like orange. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the lobby of the studio.
Yeah.
And
gosh.
I just really want to focus on planning and seeing how much I can fit in my day, how much I'm comfortable with. Because right now, during the holidays at my work, things get a little bit hectic.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
There's nothing like a little bit of procedure in order kind of keep you from being thrashed around a little bit. So, yeah.
Turn the fuck up.
Yeah. So if you are going to be
cooking me recipes.
Yes. You're going to be doing Khaleesi's challenge.
Yeah.
If you're going to be planning and scheduling and figuring out order in your life, then you're going to be doing Strokes' challenge. If you're doing any other challenge, we'd love to hear about it. Definitely reach out to us. We're still...
Tweet us.
Yeah, we're still looking for new challenges to do. So if you have them, hit us up.
All right.
All right, guys, that's the end of the show.
All right, so if you just want to stay in contact with us, which I know you do, go ahead and email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at blacktablepod. We've got an account on Instagram, theblacktablepod. You can also find us and search for us on Facebook at theblacktablepodcast or facebook.com/theblacktablepod.
You can listen to us everywhere you listen to your podcasts, and you can also follow us individually. I'm at stfustrokes on Tumblr and Twitter.
And I'm Khaleesi on Twitter. And if you don't mind reviewing and sending in reviews, that would be great.
Yes, please rate, review, subscribe, and share. My focus.
It pushes us up, guys. We can get those sponsors one day and we can be very sharing
with
them.
Push us up, please. Let's lift and separate.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in 2 weeks.
All right, guys.
Bye.
It seems like everything I do, you're used to it. And I hate hearing stories about who you've been with. It's when I gotta hide what I'm feeling inside. So you still think I'm confident and dumb. Is this gonna last? You're up on a pedestal. Are we moving too fast? Feel like I'm in crazy competition with the past. Why I gotta ask? Is anything I'm doing brand new?
Brand new.
Brand new.
Brand new.
Brand new. Is anything I'm doing brand new?